Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And all I really know is here you come again.
Ah.
And here I go.
Hi, Dolly. I love you.
Dolly Parton, everybody's favorite. Different reasons. NBC has cast Olivia Lind as a young Dolly Parton in the TV movie Coat of Many Colors. This is Ms. Lind playing Faith Newman on The Young and the Restless. That's who we're identifying her. She's from The Young and the Restless. 9-year-old Dolly Parton in the movie, which has not yet received a premiere date. The movie is based on Parton's life story. Will take viewers inside her family as they struggle to overcome devastating tragedy, discover the healing power of love and faith. And this is, you know, pretty much the Dolly that is around today. The movie is billed as a family-oriented, faith-based story about the incidents in Parton's life around the time she was 9 years old. So apparently she's put this story together herself, and that's why she wants to tell it. She's supervising the production of it. So that'd be interesting to look forward to.
Yeah, she's a cute kid.
Yeah, she looks like she might be a cute kid. Here's somebody who's not cute.
Go, 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 go.
At all.
Go, 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 go,
shorty. It's your birthday.
We're going to party like it's your birthday.
Everybody loves
Diddy. That's about enough of that.
Rapper 50 Cent, also known as Curtis Jackson, filed for Chapter 11 yesterday. Kenny has an interesting philosophy or story behind this. Apparently, a judge ordered him last week to pay $5 million to Livonia Lewiston, the mother.
Yeah, no, this is no stretch. He lost a lawsuit about a sex tape.
Really?
And so what are the chances, as soon as he lost that and had to pay up all this money, that he filed for bankruptcy, giving her a gigantic, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Hey, Shoney, not your birthday.
It's your birthday suit.
All right, so apparently he has assets of $10 million and debts of $50 million. So the Wall Street Journal says, anyway, he's been somebody that has quite flaunted his wealth, though. So this may be a hard sell for him. There's got to be some smart lawyer who's going to dig around in these numbers and find things are happening in his crib that he doesn't want people to know about.
His crib.
I just used the word crib.
Yeah, I'm jotting that down.
Say it again, Dougie. Say it
crib.
Again.
In his crib.
Stop on by my crib, yo.
All right.
Yeah.
Got street cred on the crib.
His crib was outfitted with cameras, yo.
And that's what the suit was all about, right?
That sure was. Yeah.
All right.
You got to make sure you're telling me you're rolling before you're rolling, if you get to the
If you keep them rolling, rolling, rolling. All right, listen to this.
Sing along if you know the words.
Sing along if you know the words.
I think so.
Yellow diamonds in the light.
Wow.
Now we're standing side by side.
It'd be nice if we actually had a recording of this group. Maybe that speaks to their popularity. This is a boy band called Rewind from England. And it appears that the only reason that people know who they are is because one of the singers for the group collapsed on a flight. That's really pretty stupid.
Why, you ask? Well, he was warm.
Yeah.
And why was he warm, Dougie?
He was told that he had to, his bag was too full. So you know how these morons at the airport, they're going to take some clothes out or, you know, ship the bag.
Every time you open the bags and, like, switching clothes around on the bags to get the weight limit.
So he puts on 12 layers of clothing and gets on the plane.
It's creative. I'll give him that.
Right. Six T-shirts, three pairs of jeans, two pairs of jogging bottoms, two jackets, two hats, because he didn't want to pay $70 in fees in a flight to Glasgow. So he fell over of exhaustion, heat exhaustion, because he had all his clothing on. They had to give him oxygen. I mean, what kind of a stunt is this? The story is that Doug Steffen, by the way. Doug
they
Steffen
were actually singing on the airplane before he passed out. I have the audio here.
Oh, it's too hot. Too hot.
That's it. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This quarterback was the 2002 NFL MVP when he led the Oakland Raiders to the Super Bowl. A four-time Pro Bowler, he threw for more than 28,000 yards and 180 touchdowns.
Fake to Crockett. Gannon lost to the end zone. Touchdown.
So where is Rich Gannon now? Rich has been with the NFL on CBS since 2005 and has been doing games with Marv Albert on CBS since 2011. He supports research for celiac disease and autoimmune intestinal disorder that affects his daughter, Danielle. If you want to follow Rich on Twitter, he's at RichGannon12.
Gannon looking for the end zone. Has a man. Touchdown.
Heck of a cannon from Rich Gannon. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Think Green. Glad to be with you. Recently, bees around the country have been found to be in rapid decline. Connected to global climate change, what used to be contained naturally now is taking over. UCLA biologist Tony Peralta.
Maybe there was a virus from Israel. There are hints at insecticides from nicotine.
Bee populations have fallen 70 to 90% across Earth. The phenomenon's been named CCD, or colony collapse disorder. And global reports find bees are simply deserting their colonies, flying off and disappearing, with hives left full of food and honey. Even common beehive predators won't attack deserted hives. With this current 70 to 90% reduction in the world's bees, monitoring our own homemade pollution may help crops that require bee pollination.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.